Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
What?
Cause you suck at trivia, you see.
Yep.
You won't get any more than two.
Skirt.
And she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose. Cause you're a loser.
Everybody say good morning to Christina from Blackstone.
Hey.
Hey,
good morning.
Where is Blackstone?
I was just going to ask that question.
Blackstone
is right on, it's about an hour from Boston, and it's over near Bellingham, Mass.
I saw that movie. Matt Damon was in there, right? Blackstone?
Mm.
No.
What are you talking about?
Yep.
Bellingham. It's Bellingham's near Foxborough.
My girlfriend grew up in Bellingham. Otherwise, I wouldn't know it was real.
Bellingham.
But I know Woonsocket.
It's right next to Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
I know Woonsocket. Oh, now you're talking my language.
About 10 minutes from Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
Okay. I went to Tupperware camp in Woonsocket back
what?
In the day.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, way back.
Tupperware? Was that in Blackstone? Because I remember Tupperware at Blackstone.
Yeah, well, I think the Tupperware headquarters used to be in Woonsocket, or at least that's where I went to camp.
Oh, okay.
For like the corporate headquarters.
Oh, all right.
Why is there a Tupperware camp
Honestly,
for children?
Honestly, can you just go to like a basketball
For the employees, the employees, kids. My stepmother worked for Tupperware.
Oh, I guess that's cool.
Christina, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop
Thank
culture
you.
Trivia you questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100 all in pennies because Kennedy throws them away, apparently. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. Tom Hanks seemed like he was freezing as he hosted the inaugural primetime special from outside the Lincoln Memorial the other night. Tom Hanks has won two Best Actor Oscars. Name one of the movies.
Forrest Gump.
Pearl Jam is threatening to sue a cover band of their music for using the name Pearl Jam, but with two M's, which obviously is the same exact name. Who is the lead singer of Pearl Jam? Not the cover band.
Eddie Vedder.
Ed Helms turns 47 this weekend. He played Andy Bernard of The Office and Stu in the Hangover trilogy. What was Stu's job in those movies?
Well, a teacher.
Question number four. 11 years ago today, Conan O'Brien accepted NBC's $45 million buyout and made his final appearance as the host of The Tonight Show. Who took his place? Imagine being paid $45 million to go away, Dan.
I actually don't know this one.
All right, and question number five. Michelle Pfeiffer says George Clooney would rile up the child actors in their 1996 movie One Fine Day, which made them hard to work with. George says, quote, "That's why I shouldn't have been a parent then."
Self-aware.
They were both part of which superhero movie franchise in the 90s? Which superhero movie franchise? Pick a superhero.
Oh, in the 90s that they were both in?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to pass.
Okay.
I really can't pick that one.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
A text on the 508. Carson, you're right about Tupperware from the 774. Tupperware Park is now in Blackstone Valley Boys and Girls Club in Blackstone. Who knew we were so big in Blackstone?
Who knew?
We are number one in Blackstone, Kennedy.
Tupperware is number one in Blackstone. We're probably four or five. But I'm all right with that.
Same.
Still top 10.
We're just as fresh. Christina got 2 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Tom Hanks seemed like he was freezing when he hosted the inaugural primetime special from outside the Lincoln Memorial. Hanks has won 2 Best Actor Oscars. Name one of the movies.
Philadelphia?
Or Forrest Gump. Pearl Jam is threatening to sue a cover band of their music for using the name Pearl Jam with 2 M's. Who is the lead singer of Pearl Jam, not the cover band?
Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder is that guy.
I was going to say.
It's just Eddie Vedder with 2 R's.
Yeah. Tied to 2, question number 3. Ed Helms, turning 47 this weekend. He played Andy Bernard on The Office. And Stu in the Hangover trilogy. What was Stu's job in those movies?
Was he a dentist?
That is correct.
Remember, he pulled out his tooth with a plier?
You were close, Christina. Bradley Cooper was a teacher in that movie.
Yes.
11 years ago today, Conan O'Brien accepted a $45 million buyout and made his final appearance as the host of The Tonight Show. Who took his place?
I'm the worst at the night show shows. Jimmy Fallon.
No, it went back to Jay Leno, remember?
No, I really don't.
Yeah, it was real sketchy on Jay's part.
Yeah, Jay went back to work.
Not cool.
4-2, question number 5. Michelle Pfeiffer says George Clooney would rile up the child actors in their 1996 movie One Fine Day. He says, that's why I shouldn't have been a parent then. They were both a part of which superhero movie franchise in the 90s?
Batman
is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Well, Christine, I'm sorry. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy. You don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening this morning, okay?
Yeah. No, thank you. And thanks so much for having me on.
Anytime.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
And this is Christina from Blackstone, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Hey, everybody, say good morning to Melissa from Nashua.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Good morning, guys.
Did you sign up yet to get your vaccination?
No, I haven't. I've been too busy with a new job, and now I'm sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic from an accident. I'm going to be late.
No. I blame Manny.
Lovely. Oh.
She could have told you to avoid
that.
Thank
God it's Friday.
Oh. Dead, but okay.
Wow. All right. Sorry about that. So is this your first day of work, and you're going to be late?
No. This is my 5th day, so, I mean, I can't avoid accidents. The
you
good
can.
Thing is they're a good company.
Okay.
I don't have a helicopter, so.
Oh. All right. If you have any problems, you let them know. We'll write you a note.
Consider this your note for being late.
Perfect. I will let my boss know that. I'm sure he'll accept it.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure thing. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than any score, or Kennedy, you get yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Question number 1, Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband, Doug, their relationship all started with a blind date. How wholesome is that?
It's wholesome content.
What is Kamala's husband's political title?
Oh, God. I suck at this. Senator?
Question number 2.
I have no idea.
That's okay. Adele has finally reached her divorce settlement with her ex, Simon Konecki. Almost 2 years after their split, true or false, they have a child together.
True.
Casey Affleck said Ana de Armas will have no trouble dating after she split from his brother.
So good.
Such a weird flex. Ben's like, what did I do, right? Casey Affleck won the Academy Award for Best Actor for which 2016 film, and if you get this wrong, I'm renouncing your citizenship.
What?
Why?
Gone Girl?
Because she's from New Hampshire.
It's in Massachusetts.
No, it's not. Is it? I thought this was New Hampshire. Is it?
No, it's in Massachusetts.
Oh, I thought that was in New Hampshire. Never mind. Question number 4. Ricky Martin showed off his new quarantine beard, and it is blonde. He said, when bored, bleach. Ricky Martin is living in what?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Ricky Martin is living in what?
La Vida Loca.
Thank you. Dr. Fauci said working with Biden administration is liberating as he resumes his White House briefings. Which New York borough is responsible for raising such a gem of a man?
New York. I'm sorry, New York. What?
Which borough? That's a tough one. Just pick one.
Yeah.
Can you name any boroughs from New York?
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Whew, that was a tough one. Melissa got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
These are very hard.
Okay.
Do you want to quit now?
No.
Okay.
Let's give it a go.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband Doug's relationship all started with a blind date. What is Kamala's husband's political title?
Second gentleman.
Second gentleman. Yes, that is correct. 1-0. Adele has finally reached her divorce settlement with ex Simon Konecki almost 2 years after their split. True or false, they have a child together.
They do. That's true.
He's
her son,
eight.
Angelo, is,
really?
Is 8 years old.
Holy cats.
I saw a picture of him. I was like, excuse me, you were just born.
2-1, question number 3. Casey Affleck said Ana de Armas will have no trouble dating after she split from his brother.
So mean.
Well, he's not wrong.
It's just so good.
But why are you commenting?
Well, you know the press was probably hounding Casey, and he was like, well, obviously she's not going to have a problem dating. It's okay. They're both moving on.
Or he
could have
just said, well, I, you know, my brother's okay.
It's not that big of a deal. He's probably
maybe he
okay.
Felt like teasing his brother.
Right. Hmm.
Casey Affleck won the Academy Award for Best Actor for which 2016 film?
Manchester by the Sea?
That is correct. I swear as God is my witness. I thought
it's
Manchester by the Sea was in New Hampshire.
It's in Massachusetts.
I apologize for that.
It's a beach town.
How do you sign up for the vaccine? Go to vaccinenh.org.
Vaccine.nh.gov.
Or sorry, vaccinenh.gov. Thank you, Kennedy.
Anytime.
Been a long morning.
We're all in this together.
Vaccinenh.gov. Right?
Yes.
Right. It's 2-1, Kennedy, or 3-1.
Let's do it.
3-1. Ricky Martin showed off his new quarantine beard, and it's blonde. He said, when bored, bleach. Ricky Martin is living what?
La vida loca.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
4-2, question number 5. Dr. Fauci said working with Biden and his administration is liberating as he resumes his White House briefings. Which New York borough is responsible for raising such a gem of a man?
Oh, you know, I don't know.
How many boroughs are there? Five?
Five.
Five boroughs.
All right. Give me one of them.
Staten Island.
Oh, so close, Kennedy. Brooklyn.
Tony's a Brooklyn yeah. guy. Come on now.
But Staten Island did give us Pete Davidson and the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yes. Shout out to them.
She was raised up in Queens and I'm from Brooklyn.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Melissa, you don't get the cash. Is traffic better? Are you going to make it?
No, I'm still in dead stop.
Has it moved a bit?
Have you tried swearing at the car in front of you?
That helps. That's what I do. Lay on your horn.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Melissa, and I'm from Nashville, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.